Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It happened again, and the Pirates fall to 1-3 after last night's home opener. It happening again was the bullpen falling apart again. You'll hear from Derek Shelton in the updates throughout the morning talking about why Nick Birdie didn't get to pitch. It was a four-run lead going to the ninth, though. A four-run lead going to the ninth that Michael Feliz and Kyle Crick could not lock down. And while there's plenty of things to talk about, Jim, coming out of this game, there's even a bright spot in Colin Moran hitting a couple of dingers, and one of them's a mammoth shot that two hops into the river. And yeah, there's good things like that, but there's Josh Bell refusing to throw down to second to cut down the potential tying run in the ninth because he's worried about his throws, apparently. There's the inability to move a runner over from second with the leadoff batter in the bottom of the 10th. There's Brian Reynolds now 0-13 and striking out to end the game. 0-13 to start the season. For that one positive, Colin Moran looking pretty good. There's all these other negatives, including the bullpen falling to bits again.
Well, yeah, and here's a thought. If Sunday's game was closer, okay, if Sunday's game in St. Louis was closer, like let's say it was like a two-run game in the ninth inning, you wouldn't have seen Nick Birdie. You would have seen Kyle Crick, and the Pirates probably would have lost. But then, if you had seen that on Sunday, then you would have seen Birdie last night, and they would have won, I guess. Right. I don't know. Another thing that I always find frustrating, although I guess I can't blame Derek Shelton too much. However, you want to make a defensive replacement, then take Bell out. And he put Eric Gonzalez in for Moran. Gonzalez, by the way, struck out with a man at third base in extra innings when Moran's turn came up. But you got a four-run lead. I can understand why you'd want to put your better defensive players out on the field. But when you've got a first baseman that's afraid to throw, with good reason, by the way, that's a problem.
The bigger problem here, Jim, may be the fact that, and Matt mentioned this to me during the break, I don't know if you guys discussed it as well, but it just, they have two DHs on this team right now, and Gregory Polanco and Josh Bell. And I don't know how you arrange things because, look, I appreciate all the hours of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears that Josh Bell has put into trying to get better at first base. But that's the tying run that ends up sending the game to extra innings that he had all the time in the world to make a throw down to second to cut down, and he didn't because, you know, in the back of his head he's thinking, man, if I throw this into left, here goes the merry-go-round. And if that's the case, then the guy can't be your first baseman. He's David Ortiz 2.0, and he's your DH every day, and you put Osuna at first, but then you've got Polanco out and right as well.
Yes, they've got all sorts of DHs. Maybe they got three of them. Although Moran, I think, is a capable first baseman. Certainly Osuna is. I mean, there are any number of defensive moves that they could. No, I guess they couldn't put Martin out there because they sent him down. But I don't know. It's almost as if, you know, in Shelton's defense, he doesn't really have the proper pieces to make the proper moves all the time. And the moves he made last night just didn't pan out. But a four-run lead, I don't care who he puts out there. And you know, he's right. You're going to hear his explanation in an update coming up at 7, I believe, where basically it's like, well, why didn't you take him out? And Feliz was one pitch away. He, you know, and even Crick, right, it was a 1-2 pitch to Braun that he hit for a double. So
and it was a good pitch, actually, too, down and in, where Braun went down and got a slider that started at his knees and came right out over the inside edge. I mean, it was a good piece of hitting. But nonetheless, you're right. I don't blame Shelton for pushing the buttons that he did. It's a matter of – I feel like there's an old Jim Tracy rant in here somewhere about – I don't have them. You know, I don't have you guys act like I got a bunch of all-stars. I don't.
Jeremy Burnett's not running out of ground ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like we've come back around to is he's working with what he's got, but what he's got like you said, maybe four DHs, and he's got a bullpen where his closer still isn't here, and he's got a guy who may be a closer, but who's coming off of two major surgeries in the last 3 years, and it's just that there's a lot going on, and it started out. He's got one of his brightest young hitters going 0-13 to start the season in Brian Reynolds. All these negatives starting to pile up as the Pirates will face the Brewers at 7:05 tonight here on your flagship home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.